This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I don't know if you guys have been following what's been going on with the Ellen DeGeneres Show. From what we understand, there is an investigation, not so much for her behavior, but maybe some other people within the team. It turns out she will be able to host the show for the 18th season. And there's an investigation into a toxic work environment. Now, for any of us who have ever worked for a toxic work environment, you're probably looking at this going, why can't our place have been investigated? I mean, there has been some real tyrants and just outright egregious acts and people being so abusive to each other and oppressive, and things like this happen all the time. And we've made such progress when it comes to, you know, discrimination rules and Title IX and sexual harassment and equal pay and things like that. We still have a lot more room to go, but we really fail on toxic work environments. And the funny thing is this is probably one of the biggest cancers in the economy out there. You know, we're going to be talking about how Donald Trump wants schools open, and we have teachers all across the United States revolting because they don't, you know, many of them don't want to go back to school and teach because, you know, they're worried about COVID and things like that. We're also, seeing the stimulus debate on, do we incentivize people to go back to work? Do we pay the extra $600 a week? You know, that kind of back and forth. But what we don't understand is there's a huge, foot or boot on your head when it comes to you wanting to return back to work, knowing where you're going to return to. You know, I've spoken to employers who say, look, I don't want my staff to work from home. I want them to come back. I want things to be normal again. I don't think they're working very well at home. You know, well, why do they want to work from home? Well, they want to work from home because they get to maybe avoid certain coworkers, or they get to avoid certain managers, or they get to avoid you as the boss. So people, you know, are finding that this COVID might be allowing certain opportunities that they didn't have before. And there might be now this new sort of movement, like we saw with Me Too and sexual harassment and sexual assault. Now there might be this new movement against toxic too, or whatever we call it, where people are sick of toxic work environments. So what creates a toxic work environment? Well, fear. You know, working for somebody who is an absolute disaster, somebody who isn't a leader. I mean, you have a good leader, they could be a jerk. I mean, you know, you ask people in the military, if they have a general or even a sergeant or captain, whoever, that is, you know, leading them, and they're kind of good at what they do, but they're a jerk, they might get a pass. But if you're not even a good leader, and you are driving that institution or that business to the ground, or you're stealing, embezzling, or if you're abusing your power, you're not going to really have, you know, your quote-unquote followers have your back. When you create an atmosphere where, and I don't like to use the term sorority because a lot of sororities are really awesome out there, but this attitude of we're going to have the mean bullies and then we're going to have the not so mean. So like, let's say politics is an issue where you got the liberals on one side and you got the conservatives on the other. And the conservatives a lot of times are a minority. So if somebody voices their views, they're already going to be an outcast. They're already going to be shunned. These sort of things need to be stomped out immediately. But I see in institutions, even from the highest up, they perpetuate political leanings. I mean, they perpetuate these feelings and these commitments to, you know, choosing one side, or if not, you're going to be an outcast. You got to get politics out of the workplace. You know, people say, well, what if, you know, your work is politics, like media, etc. There's no excuse for there to be politics or anybody ostracized for their political feelings. Whether it's in media, whether it's in a college, whether it's in a medical institution, you know, I mean, this is why a lot of people keep stuff to themselves, you know, but that's not what's going on. Now it's like, well, we need to see you wear a T-shirt, or, you know, where's your Joe Biden shirt, or where's your Trump shirt? And you're like, I kind of want to stay neutral. And then staying neutral makes it look like you're on the other side. You know how many people are independent? And when you say you're independent, people accuse you of being, you know, all these things in the book. And you're like, look, I'm just trying to be neutral here. That's it. I'm just trying to be neutral. So I love the idea that people who feel abused by bosses, and I think we've all felt that way, and we all feel scared that we could lose our job at any time if we complain. So if we're grateful to have a job, we're just going to just take it. And unfortunately, we're going to have many more victims, because a lot of employers now are just kind of firing people and flicking people off the payroll. So those who have a job are going to be more inclined to just take whatever abuse, take whatever pay cut, take whatever, because they have a job. And so I like the idea of what's happening with the Ellen DeGeneres show, in that, you know, there is a possible, you know, go-to, somebody to complain to. I guess you could complain to the labor board. They don't do much. I guess you could complain to social media, but you'll probably lose your job. But, you know, I think people are tired of bosses being tyrants. And why are they tyrants? Is it because they were picked on in school and now they get a chance to pick on people? I mean, all I know is if I ever got to run a business to that degree, I mean, I ran an office, and I mean, you be as nice as possible, because if people don't want to come to work, or if they hate you, why are they going to break their butt to do a good job, you know? And, you know, thinking, well, hopefully everybody has work ethic. It doesn't work. But you have a lot of people out there that think, you want to know what? I'm boss. Nothing's going to happen to me. So I could be the biggest, meanest piece of work and nothing's going to happen. Well, what I've learned in my so many years of life thus far is everybody gets it in the end. All right. Most bad people, they get it in the end. I mean, you just see people just all of a sudden karma kicks in. But you as an employee, there's a lot of stuff you don't really have to take. And so if you do think you work in a toxic work environment, and human resources is absolutely useless, and many times, unfortunately, they're also in that bind and in that vice, you know, leave. It's not worth it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are starting to spend more and more time kind of discussing, you know, the plight of farmers and what's been going on with food and food supply chains as, you know, this COVID crisis has really kind of changed things up. And kind of coming to the rescue are some of these companies such as IBM with their blockchain technology. And I'm very, very excited to introduce our next guest, Paul Chang, global blockchain leader for industries at IBM, to kind of talk about what's going on with the coffee industry. Paul, thank you so much for joining us. Paul. Oh, no, no worries, no worries. I hope the connection is okay for you. I am very, very excited about this next segment. So, you know, many of us like our morning cup of joe and our caffeine and, you know, so you're really kind of saving a bunch of us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Well, you know, it's the intersection of my passion as well. So I enjoy a good cup of coffee, and I work with lots of technology at IBM, especially these emerging technologies. And one of those is blockchain. And I think some of the audience probably have heard of that term before. But the way they're applying is to really to benefit the consumers and the brands that support those consumers. So J.M. Smucker's and IBM have partnered with another company called Farmer Connect to develop a platform and an app called Thank My Farmer, where you can simply scan a QR code that's on a bag of coffee and be able to trace the bean from the farm in Colombia, whether the coffee beans were grown, the local processing plant, and then port where the coffee was shipped out of into the U.S. Where it was roasted and then put on store shelves. So you could have a complete transparent view of that journey and be able to directly engage and interact with the farmers in Colombia.
Man, that's fantastic. So describe what blockchain means.
So think of blockchain as a secure database where events can be recorded, it's permissioned in a way that trust is developed by the different parties. So when you see the coffee being grown in a certain part of Colombia and transporting it to various other process steps into the U.S., you can trust that that's exactly what happened to those coffee beans. So this relies on some very innovative technology to prove the validity of the data that's in that database.
That's fantastic. You know, and one big concern many of us have, especially in America, is food waste. And this kind of helps guard against that. Explain how that works.
Yeah, so because you have complete transparency across the supply chain, you could anticipate what the shelf life might be for certain products, especially perishable products. So we've actually done a lot of work with companies like Dole and Walmart to track movement of produce, such as romaine lettuce, from the farms into the retail stores. And there we're looking at obviously the safety and quality of the product, as well as ensuring freshness of the product. And we've taken that technology and we applied it over to the coffee industry to solve similar problems and, in addition, be able to support the programs in those local communities in the coffee-growing region. So initiatives such as clean drinking water or school supplies or coffee seedlings for smallholder farmers, those things a U.S. consumer drinking the coffee can directly support through the app.
Oh, it's fantastic. And, you know, also this technology through IBM and Smucker's, I mean, this technology can also be used later for, you know, food outbreaks and knowing where the food is going to. And now this sort of technology can then make, as we trace and contact trace food outbreaks, you know, a lot easier. So it's fascinating to me.
Exactly. It's the idea is really digitizing the physical movement of product be able to use new technology to pinpoint the outbreaks quickly, be able to do the recalls more precisely, and in this case, be able to connect the consumers with the farmers to ensure more sustainable farming practices.
You know, what do we do to encourage more consumers to, you know, take part in the technology? You know, a lot of people, they'll buy the groceries or they'll drink their coffee and that, you know, this idea of, take one for the team. Can you at least, what can we do to kind of motivate consumers to after they, or is this something that could be done even pre-consumer?
Studies have shown that the overwhelming majority of consumers want traceability information about the food that they're eating. And in many cases, they're even willing to pay a small premium for those brands that provide that information. know, we don't grow coffee in the U.S., so they're coming from either Central America or Africa. You know, it's been a technology gap, and IBM's work with blockchain, with some of the early leaders in the food space, has built this platform that enables the traceability to happen, and that enables the direct engagement between consumers and farmers. And, you know, we're trying to create a more equitable, circular economy, and frankly, it's making the world a little smaller.
It does. And you know how like Amazon Go and some of these stores are, you know, building platforms where you just scan the item before you leave the store and it already charges to your credit account and et cetera. It would be fantastic to implement this technology even at the store level as well. Imagine all products being able to then have this traceability.
Exactly. And we have several large retailers already using the technology to adjust that.
That's fantastic. You know, you had, you know, written about how, you know, 12.5 million households rely on growing coffee for their income. You know, we in America get kind of consumed by the big companies and, you know, them being the ones that, you know, are kind of the big producers. But we forget in other countries that it's basically, you know, our family members or, you know, small families. And this is what they survive on.
Exactly. These are not your mega corporate farms. These are small family farms where the family members are working it. And because, you know, commodity prices fluctuate, in some cases the cost of production is greater than the income that they bring in. So if they can't have a sustainable living, then, you know, they can choose to, you know, switch crops or give up farming altogether. And in either case, it's a loss for coffee lovers like you and I, because the high-quality coffee beans generally grow in mountainous regions in those developing countries. And we want to make sure that they have a sustainable livelihood. And it's up to us to be able to make a direct impact in those communities.
We're talking to Paul Chang, Global Blockchain Leader for Industries, IBM. So in the last minute or so, what do you think is the next move for this technology? Where do you guys go next?
Well, the adoption of technology for providing traceability is going to expand. Obviously, you know, we're doing it for coffee. We've done it for green leafy produce for quite some time. There are olive oil that's being tracked. There's seafood that's going to be tracked. So more and more, the consumers will be able to use technology to be able to verify the source of origin and be able to directly engage those communities. And this is also going to create a more resilient supply chain. It's going to be more resilient to disruptions and unforeseen events. Hopefully, we'll make sure that the store shelves are stocked better in case another disaster
yes.
happens in the future.
Oh, I love it. I love it. This is so needed. Where can listeners go for more information?
Well, you can go to IBM.com/food to get more information about this particular project as well as other food-related projects that we have on blockchain.
It's fantastic. I totally see this as a huge help and it's going to have a huge role in food shortages later and you know where resources. It's fantastic. Paul, bless you and your company for all you guys do, and can't wait to have you come back.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats want to burn cash on 1,000 unrelated things instead of getting money to the hands of the American people.
It's now been more than a week since Senate Republicans released a serious proposal for another major rescue package, $1 trillion for kids, jobs, and health care.
The Kentucky Republican speaking there on the Senate floor. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany adding during the White House press briefing,
Democrats, as I noted on Friday, were offered the Martha McSally bill, which would have been extending unemployment insurance for at least 7 days while these negotiations continue. That was rejected by Chuck Schumer.
Tropical storm Isaias continuing along the East Coast. It's about 60 miles southwest of Philadelphia, and it's still packing 70-mile-an-hour winds. You're listening to USA Radio News. A massive explosion hit a port area in Lebanon's capital city of Beirut, causing widespread damage in nearby neighborhoods. Hundreds of injuries have been reported, and dozens are feared to be dead. More Americans are looking to buy guns lately. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Between the coronavirus pandemic and protests turning to riots in the streets of many cities, gun sales are setting records. CNN reports the FBI completed nearly 4 million firearm background checks in June, the highest ever recorded in a single month since the FBI system was put in place in 1998. The agency performed over 17 million between March and July, and that number was 12 million over the same period last year.
The Indy 500 announcing fans will not be allowed to watch the race in person later this month. The 104th running of the Great American Race set for August 23rd. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so clean.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next section is a little PG-13, maybe. Rated R, so if your kids are in the minivan, you might want to shut this part down. So, I get a lot of calls from patients who think they have recurrent bacterial vaginosis, and it's very interesting because I really see a preponderance in certain demographics and in certain parts of the United States. I'm licensed in multiple states throughout the United States, and the bacterial vaginosis seems to be very kind of geographically, characteristic. There's people get these infections, but you seem to see it more in certain areas, in certain parts of the country. And so, I don't know if a lot of people have been doing these studies, but for years, I've been kind of wondering how much a partner has in terms of their role, how much of a role the partner has when it comes to women having recurrent vaginal infections. Now, vaginal infections could range anywhere from having some yeast to having a full-blown sexually transmitted illness. But the vaginal infections we're talking about with this latest study is something called bacterial vaginosis, where a woman has a type of bacteria that starts to overgrow. And the overgrowth causes discharge and odor. Sometimes it could cause uncomfortableness, itch, irritation. And, you know, we talked about the vagina and the purpose of the vagina and the roles of the microbes that are there. The vagina is supposed to be very, very hostile. It's supposed to be one of the most hostile things on the planet. And the no joke, it just is. Vaginas are hostile. And the reason why they're hostile is because they're supposed to protect a possible baby. The vagina is designed not so much for pleasure, but more for the baby, even though you need to have pleasure centers, otherwise you're not going to make a baby. But if a woman has a baby in the womb, there has to be defense troops. There has to be, right, like, you know, military, you know, troops and forces preventing bacteria and things from infecting a woman's womb. Just because a woman gets pregnant doesn't mean she's not going to have sex, which means things could introduce into the cervix, which is the little hole opening before it goes into the uterus. We talked about how the uterus looks like a light bulb, where the white is the uterus and the silver part is the cervix. That cervix has an os, a little hole in it, because an opening, because that's supposed to dilate when a woman gives birth. So that opening, unfortunately, could allow bacteria and infections to get up into the womb. So you have the vagina as that, as, you know, your fortress, right, to prevent that. So there's a whole slew of bacteria. It's acidic. There's discharge and things like that to kind of cause a downstream so bacteria can't go upstream. Well, if a woman, let's say, takes an antibiotic and kills a lot of the bacteria, there's also yeast hanging around there. So sometimes yeast, not seeing a lot of bacteria, keeping it at bay, because acid keeps yeast at bay. With those bacteria being gone, producing acid, sometimes yeast can then have a party and, you know, take advantage, and which is why when a woman is pregnant, we really don't like them having yeast infections or bacterial infections. We want to make sure everything is still as hostile and as, you know, as a buttress and fortress as it needs to be. And so with bacterial vaginosis, you could have Gardnerella, you could have lactobacillus, and you could have an overgrowth of a certain bacteria if there's a dysbiosis, or if there's kind of a change in the microbiome and the neighborhood. It's like, you know, somebody moving into the neighborhood. Okay, so imagine this, okay? Imagine you have a neighborhood where you and a bunch of middle-aged women, you know, and you're married, and you're married to, you know, husbands who act like they love their wives and they're attracted to their wives and that they wouldn't even think of another woman. And all of a sudden, some single woman who's like totally hot, right, moves into the neighborhood. And then all of a sudden, none of the husbands are at the house. They're all over at her house helping her with, oh, I could do carpentry and, you know, yeah, I can help, you know, fix your pool filter or whatever the heck. And all of us wives are like, what the hell is this? All right. That's kind of what happens in bacterial vaginosis. All right. So there's a big disparity between where everything should be copacetically. And then you kind of get an over concentration of a certain type of bacteria. And then, you know, we women want to just take that. We want that single woman who's really, really hot to move out of our neighborhood. So we take an antibiotic like Flagyl. We could do certain suppositories. There's a variety of things we could do to kind of displace that woman that's totally messing with our neighborhood. And sometimes it's just, you know, I don't know, a discongruity. Sometimes stress could change it. Well, for years, I have thought that maybe what we need to do is when a woman has repeated infections, whether it's yeast, whether it's bacteria, vaginosis, that we might need to treat her partner. Okay? If her partner is another female, get her checked and treat. But if the partner is a male, kind of hard to convince the dude to come in and be treated for bacterial vaginosis when they have a penis. And I'd say, look, bacterial vaginosis is sexually transmitted. I didn't give her an STD. I'm not saying you gave her an STD. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you might have had sex with her. You got this bacteria on you. you're uncircumcised or you're circumcised may vary on how much it stays. So there's like a gel form of flagyl, Metrogel. Why don't you just put it on you? Sorry, I ate something and the food's coming out. Why don't you just put it on you, treat this, because you guys might be just giving it back and forth to each other. And I did that for years. Well, now we have a study. I believe it's coming out of, is it coming out of Chicago? University of Illinois in Chicago, where they looked at women with recurrent bacterial vaginosis, and they found that a penile microbiome may be the root of this, where men have bacteria. Those, they looked at men who were circumcised, men who weren't circumcised, and they found more bacteria in men who weren't circumcised. But they think that some of these women having recurrence had to do with their male partner, if they had a male partner. And so, you know, guys, I know we're probably listening to this going, oh, hell no. Okay, there is no way I am going to ask for a vaginal prescription. I'm not going to be doing that. Well, maybe the doctor could give it to the wife. I don't know, or the girl. I don't know. But I really do think that there are other forces at play when we're kind of dealing with a female microbiome, and it gets changed because there's somebody else introducing themselves to her microbiome. And you know, trust, I really think the female's hostile fortress does have a role in choosing the partner. Okay? So, I I'm not trying to get all metaphysical, but if you think about it, all right, the female body is really, really designed, you know, to make babies. Okay, we don't want to think that, and we women don't want that constantly being berated at us, but, you know, and us being, you know, reminded of it all the time. But we have, I guess, physiological properties that is even beyond our comprehension. And I look at a female body as the Cinderella effect, where you meet a guy and he brings you the shoe, and if it doesn't fit your foot, you're not going to be, that's not the right shoe. All right. Well, same thing with a partner that you're trying to have, let's say, reproduce with. So if a female has a male partner and she keeps getting infections and she gets odors and the sex starts to change, they're not going to procreate as easily as somebody else who might be a better fit. And so I'm wondering if later on down the line we're going to see fertility matching, right? And to see if maybe the microbiomes have to be copacetic or they have to be complementary. Because I think women reject partners in certain ways that they don't even realize. You know, he might be totally hot. He might be really, really cool. He might have a good job. He might have a mother-in-law that kind of stays on her part of the world. And you're thinking, this guy's a great catch. But if he makes things change down there and you keep getting infections, he might not be Mr. Right. So this is an interesting study, and I really see this going somewhere. 1-877-DR-HOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have some breaking news. There has been a massive explosion in Beirut, rocking the Lebanese capital, causing major destruction. We think we have people trapped. Security sources have told Reuters that the blast occurred where there are warehouses housing explosives. Not immediately clear what caused the blast or what kind of explosives were in the warehouses. This just comes days before a United Tribunal is set to rule on the assassination of the country's former Prime Minister, Rafiq Hariri. So the explosion comes at a time of heightened tensions in the Middle East. They're passing through right now their worst economic and financial crisis in decades. Miles from the scene of the blast, you could see balconies were knocked down, ceilings collapsed, windows shattered. Local media showed images of people trapped under rubble. So, I mean, we are talking a unfortunate, huge disaster. Watching this right now on film, somebody had caught it where, it almost looks like a nuclear explosion, but it's not, obviously. So this loud blast in Beirut's port area was felt across large parts of the city. Some districts have lost electricity. Preliminary reports by local Lebanese media said the blast may have been the result of an incident at a Beirut port. They say buildings were shaking. An enormous deafening explosion just engulfed Beirut, heard it miles away. Online footage does show blown out windows, scattered furniture, paneling. There was a fireball, smoke billowing right now, glass shattered. So we'll keep you guys posted on what's going on right now. No current suspects. Just a disaster. So we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're watching Tropical Storm Isaias. It has been, from what we understand, tearing up the U.S. East Coast. We're seeing tornadoes and floods. One has died in North Carolina. Washington, D.C., Philly, New York are bracing for high winds. So thus far, Tropical Storm Isaias spawned tornadoes, dumped rain during its march up the East Coast, hit a lot of inland. States are on alert all the way up to Massachusetts. When it made landfall, it was a Category 1 hurricane near Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina. That's where it killed one person. East Coast metropolises, including the Washington area, Philly, New York, are right now watching out for potentially dangerous winds and rain. Apparently, the storm is moving pretty quickly. The hurricane's eye moved over land just at about 11 p.m. last night with sustained winds of 85 miles per hour. Top winds dropped to 70 earlier today. Forecasters think it is going to still inflict damage. So Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina spoke of, quote, double trouble on ABC on Tuesday morning as he described the state trying to evacuate and rescue people as a hurricane hit while also trying to minimize the risk of spreading coronavirus. So the state had to provide more shelters, at least 24 opening, so that those who had to leave their homes because of flooding or fire or power outages could still try to keep socially distant. They also have to wear masks and have temperature checks. So on one end, they're trying to manage the COVID crisis. On the other end, they have people that need to be in shelters. And I don't know if you remember some of the previous shelters, like with Hurricane Katrina. It's wall-to-wall people sometimes. So Cooper urged those evacuating to turn to shelters as a last resort, citing coronavirus risks and the need to operate shelters at reduced capacity to allow for social distancing. Whether it's labeled a tropical storm or a hurricane, you should take the storm seriously and make sure your family is ready. He said, all in all, the storm got in and got out pretty quickly. We are saddened by the one fatality that we know of. So three states are currently under federal emergency declaration. They said, we don't think there's going to be a whole lot of weakening. We still think there's going to be very strong and gusty winds that will affect much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast over the next day or two. So there's also tornado warnings. Two had been confirmed in Kilmarnock, Virginia, and Vienna, Maryland. Heavy rains predicted, trees falling, power failures. Isaias is moving north. I've been told that we have another possible warning. Let me see if I could pull that up. I don't know if it's a named storm yet, but I believe there's something that's starting to brew across the Atlantic. If we get that information, we'll definitely keep you posted on that. But, you know, it's not an easy time. This is definitely not an easy year, you know, and I just hope it gets better. Honestly, I just do. You know, it's interesting. We were talking about, toxic work environments and the Ellen DeGeneres show. Well, MSNBC, one of their producers has quit. They have a scathing letter calling the news network a quote-unquote cancer that stokes division, blocks diversity of thought, and amplifies fringe voices for the sake of ratings. Now, Ariana Pecori worked at MSNBC as a booker and producer for 7 years. She posted a resignation letter on her website on Monday explaining why she quit. She complained the news industry focuses more on ratings than what stories she deems to be important. She said that too much time is devoted blindly to Trump because he, quote, smothers other topics in terms of drawing audiences. Now, MSNBC has, you know, definitely received a lot of criticism for the way they do criticize Trump and we'll take a story and make it a headline, and you're like, why isn't anybody talking about Beirut? Or why isn't anybody talking about the hurricane? Why isn't anybody talking about this? Morning Joe, one of its most popular shows, apparently likes to bash the president. Pecori complained that the network devotes too much time to Trump in its coverage, and other voices are lost. She's backed by former New York Times journalist Barry Weiss, who quit over the newspaper's fear of cancel culture last month. So, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if news is going to change or be reformed. A lot of people are asking for that, and so they'll just go elsewhere for news. You know, I think there is a growing market. I mean, if you want to make money and you want to, you know, be an industry leader, I think going for unbiased news is going to be huge, because you have people that are either pro-Trump or against Trump that still would like to know what the heck is going on in terms of the economy, in terms of teachers, things like that. The problem is even when a paper or whatever says, look, we're just going to do the news, we're just going to give the facts, depending on who writes it, there's a slant. I've seen textbooks that have been slanted. You're like, this is a textbook. This is a textbook going to kids. Why isn't it going to be neutral? And you just don't see any neutrality. I mean, look at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has justices that interpret the law. And almost predictably, the Democrat-leaning or the Democrat-appointed judges go more left, and the Republican-appointed justices go more right. And I really have a problem with that. I don't understand why, if there's a law and there's a constitution, there's that much degree of variability. I mean, in medicine, we have a degree of variability, but I mean, if your appendix is swollen and it's inflamed and it's about to burst, we're going to call appendicitis. If hydroxychloroquine works for some people with, you know, COVID, and, you know, we see some success, we're going to want to use it. We really try not to politicize much in medicine, but everything gets politicized. And so, you know, for those people that, you know, want to feel good about their opinions towards Trump, they'll follow, you know, news sites and, you know, think that they're getting the most, you know, accurate, portrayal of what's going on in the news, you know. But, you know, for those of us that are, look, I just need to know, you know, what he said. Please don't comment on it. I don't need commentary. Just tell me what the heck happened and move on. There's not really a lot of options out there. 1-877-DOC-GULLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.